I'm here today with our Middle Eastern director, and we're going to talk a bit about some of the things that are going on in Afghanistan. And the main reason why we're here at this particular juncture is to ask you to pray for a certain thing. But before we do, I would just like to say this. The believers in Afghanistan, they are in danger. Many people are working to try to help them, Heartcry included. There's also a lot of sensationalism, and we want to avoid that at all cost. Also, we're making this video knowing that many of you are very, very generous, and you're always wanting to help believers, especially believers in trouble. But we don't need you to give money. We need you to pray. And we mean that with all our heart. We want you to pray for what's going on. God has provided everything that we need here to help thus far, but you can never have too many people praying. So can you give us an update, brother, on what's going on thus far?
Yes. So you and I have been in fairly regular contact with our Afghan brother, who's not in the country, as well as a very dear pastor friend in the region. Mm-hmm. He has several connections politically, and they've been working tirelessly. We saw how exhausted they are, working to get Afghan believers out, particularly leaders in that house church network whose names are known, who could very easily be targeted. So they have multiple families. They were able to get a few out. Some were able to get out on a flight, and they're in another country in a staging area waiting to go to a final destination. Others, a few, have been able to cross borders into safer countries. Some are still hiding in safe houses, moving on a regular basis so that they're never in one place for very long. And then some have decided to stay, have said, we feel like God would have us to stay and remain as a gospel witness in the country.
There's one brother in particular that I remember several years ago. I taught him and a group of others out in the middle of a desert somewhere. And to think, you know, how precious that brother is. And just the 5 or 6 days that we spent together, and that he's really feels that the Lord wants him to stay, even though it will probably cost him his life, in order to keep a gospel witness in that country. It's amazing. It's funny. He gave me an ink pen made that he made out of stone from that region, and I keep it on my desk just to remember him. Just such a beautiful, beautiful brother. Beautiful brother. And then anything else? I know we have to be very, very general.
Well, I've just been burdened in praying for our Afghan brother. I can't imagine having to counsel in these discussions.
Right.
You know, Jesus did tell his followers to flee when they could. Some who choose to say, we're not going to say one is braver than the other, one is right, the other is wrong. They need lots of prayer. And then, would you like to mention the other situation?
Yeah,
briefly.
So far, I guess I could say Heartcry has been able to help with providing safe houses, renting places or something.
Yeah.
For believers to actually go to and come together. And then in a few hours, something's going to happen in which something's going to happen in a few hours in which we're going to try to move some believers. It's just going to take a miracle. It's just going to take a miracle. It's not going to take money. It's going to take a miracle. And that's why we need people to pray. Just for the rest of this day, if you're in the United States or Canada or Latin America, in this time from now until somewhere around midnight, we need a lot of prayer that God will open doors and do miraculous things, hide his people so that they can be moved from one place to another. When all this is over, we'll be able to explain maybe in more detail a lot of things. But we're working with believers that we have worked with for many, many years, mm-hmm. of sound theology and of a good reputation among godly believers. And just please, please pray. As a matter of fact, I would like to go ahead and close in prayer.
Yeah, okay. Please.
Father, we come before you in the name of your Son. We pray, dear God, that your will would be done. We don't know what you have decreed. We don't know what you have determined. We do not know your mind. But we care for our brothers and sisters in Christ, and we pray, dear God, that you would watch over them like a shepherd, like a mighty warrior, that you would bring about their deliverance, Lord. And Lord, there's one person in particular who, if they are not delivered, they will suffer greatly. So please, dear God, please help the things that are going to be done, hopefully in the next few hours, to bring deliverance, help to your people. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, thank you very much, and I know that many of you will pray. Pray. I wish we could be more specific, but we were asked not to be, and with good reason. So God bless you.